Nicki's Girls, Meg's album, and Ice's movie. We tell you what's going down this festival season. Keith Urban breaks down his new song. We see who's on top of the TikTok chart and take a look at past Hot 100 toppers. It's Thursday, April 11th, and welcome to Billboard News. I am itching to get to the desert, but it's only Thursday and we've got news to cover, so let's run it down. Nicki's guest, Meg's new music, and Ice's acting debut. There's a lot going on with the women in rap.
From the bottom of my heart, how appreciative I am of these queens for coming here and gracing Gag City with their aura, with their light, with their energy.
Nicki Minaj surprised fans at the Boston stopover Pink Friday 2 World Tour when she brought out the Queen Mix girls during Super Freaky Girl. JT, Bia, Katie Got Bands, Akbar V, and Malibu Mitch all took the stage to rap their verses. One of Nicki's other collaborators is about to make her big screen debut. Ice Spice is headed to the movies. She joined Spike Lee and Denzel Washington's fifth film. The film is a remake of the 1963 Japanese hit High and Low. And we're getting even more from the women of rap. Megan Thee Stallion describes her new album as a rebirth. She told Women's Health that after being shot by Tory Lanez and the public's reaction to the trial, she went through a dark time and found therapy. Now she says, "I was inspired to create this album about rebirth because I am becoming a new person physically and mentally." And I warned you, festival season is here. Let's break it down. Coachella.
I don't care, I paint the town red.
Shaky Knees.
Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks.
Lovers and Friends.
Peace up, A-Town down.
Just some of the music festivals set to heat up the season, and we have your go-to guide on all the hottest lineups around the country. From the Indio Desert to Sin City and Queens, New York, crowds across the nation are gearing up to experience live tunes from different cultures and genres of music. Throw in major fashion moments, surprise on-stage collaborations, and new music, and you have a jam-packed festival season ahead. Things kick into high gear with the always electric Coachella Music Festival on April 12th through 14th and April 19th through 21st. Lana Del Rey, Tyler the Creator, and Doja Cat will take the stage. Oh, and did we mention a No Doubt reunion? If you're in the mood for some rock, the Shaky Knees Music Festival has you covered in Atlanta. From May 3rd to 5th, you'll be able to witness Noah Kahan, Weezer, Foo Fighters, and more. For those who love throwbacks from the 2000s, Lovers and Friends takes over Sin City on May 4th with plenty of nostalgia. Usher, Janet Jackson, the Backstreet Boys, TLC, and more will hit the stage. Grab your shade, sunscreen, and dancing shoes because there's a little something for everybody, especially at Governor's Ball. From June 7th to 9th, the New York City Festival will welcome Post Malone, The Killers, and Peso Pluma for a collision of both millennial and Gen Z audiences. Meanwhile, country superstars like Jelly Roll, Lainey Wilson, and Hardy will band together for Faster Horses Festival in Brooklyn, Michigan from July 19th to 21st. And on August 31st, the inaugural Fool in Love Festival will see a once-in-a-lifetime event as retro soul and R&B legends bring the groove to the SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles. We're talking about Lionel Richie, Diana Ross, and Santana. Need I say more? That's just the tip of the iceberg. For more on this season's music festivals, head over to billboard.com. And TikTok has been an interesting place this week. Let's see what songs are hot. One song holds on, one reaches a new peak, while another returns to the top 10. Alec Olsen's Someday I'll Get It holds on to the top spot on the TikTok Billboard Top 50 for the chart posting April 11th, while Hozier's Too Sweet leaps up to number 3. People are using it for any and all kinds of videos. It's doing well on the Hot 100 too, landing at number 4. At 6, Bakar's Hell and Back returns to the chart 3 months later thanks to a feature by Summer Walker. Where users pretend to hard lunch their relationships. And landing just outside the top 10 is JoJo Siwa's Karma. Everyone cannot stop talking about the new release. Every Thursday, Billboard will bring you the verified list of the hottest songs on TikTok by monitoring music discovery and engagement on the platform in the United States. To find the TikTok Billboard Top 50 each week, users can simply go to any sound detail page and tap the top right button to access the charts page. So you guys like charts? I sure do. Let's go back in time to talk about some epic number ones. This week on Chart Rewind, we have three very different number one hits to celebrate from three very different artists. Let's start 50 years ago, heading all the way back to 1974, when Elton John put out his sensational hit, Benny and the Jets, which hit number one on April 13th, 1974. At the time, it was his second number one after Crocodile Rock. We were hopping about to do the Crocodile Rock. Next, we leap forward 25 years to April 10th, 1999. TLC had their third number one Hot 100 hit with No Scrubs. It stayed there for 4 weeks. No, I don't want no scrub. And finally, Lady Gaga in 2009. Her second Hot 100 number one was Poker Face. It made it to the top on April 11th, 2009. It made it to the top on April 11, 2009, just a few months after her first Hot 100 hit, Just Dance. Back at the CMTs, I got the honor of meeting legend Keith Urban. He told us five things about his brand new song.
Hey Billboard, it's Keith Urban here. These are five things you didn't know about my new song, Straight Line. This song was originally recorded with just drum machine and no real drums, and we finished out the whole song, and for whatever reason we just felt like it was linear and not going anywhere, and so we decided to put real drums on it, and when we did, it changed the whole thing in a big way. So shout out to all the real drummers out there. When we started writing the song, it was very sort of stream of conscious. We had a groove and we kept singing Late Night Lover, Late Night Lover. And when one of the other writers was singing it, I thought he was saying Straight Line Lover. And I thought that was more interesting. And then we were wondering what Straight Line Lover meant. And so we just trimmed it down to Straight Line. I wrote this song with my bass player, Jerry Flowers, a guy called Chase McGill, and a great producer, songwriter called Greg Wells, great musician. Four of us had never written together. We had 2 days to write, and the very first day we wrote a song, and the very second day we wrote Straight Line, and both of the songs we wrote will be on this album. So my bass player, Jerry Flowers, is the guy playing, it sounds like a mandolin riff that opens the song. It's a mini 12-string guitar, it's tiny, and he played that riff on that. He'd never played that instrument before, but he played it on that day like that, and it sparked the whole song. The song was originally recorded in Nashville, and I did a vocal in Nashville, but I wasn't happy with it. Went back to California, where Greg Wells has a studio, did another vocal out there, did some backing vocals out there, came back to Nashville, wasn't happy with that, did another vocal, and then about a week later, wasn't happy with that, did another vocal, did about 5 passes on the lead vocal on this song to make it sound like we just banged it out.
And that was Thursday. Come back tomorrow for our Friday music guide and a sit-down with Sheryl Crow. I'm Tetris Kelly, and this is Billboard News.